the great war against chaos. Over the ages, the old world has known many wars and endured innumerable perils. The fragile kingdoms of humanity have met and defeated each threat. Yet every new danger that emerges is greater than the last, and every battle is won at an ever-increasing cost. Of all these wars, one alone is known as the Great War. The Great War against Chaos. Throughout the summer of the Imperial year 2301, dire portents of disaster were observed all across the lands of the Empire. Wells that had previously served towns for generations filled with noxious slime. Cattle succumbed to virulent pox and died. Crops shriveled in the unending heat or were eaten by plagues of insects. Few doubted that the Empire lay under a curse, for who but the Lord of Plagues, the foulest of Chaos Gods, Nurgle himself, could be responsible for such woe. It seemed as if the four great gods of Chaos had, for once, put aside their timeless rivalry and united in common purpose. The power of Chaos had grown over the last few years. That much was certain. In the north, beastmen had multiplied and become bolder, emerging from the forests to repossess the lands that men called Ostland and Ostermark. There was no centralized authority to oppose them, for the line of emperors had long since ended, and the lands of the Empire were divided between the ruling elector counts. Chaos warrior bands roamed as far as the Howling Hills to the north of Ulldorf. Fierce hordes of orcs, driven from their refuges by the growing power of Chaos, plundered the land unchecked. In the far north, the gateway that divided the worlds swelled with power. The dark shadow of Chaos spilled southwards, engulfing the wastelands and absorbing them into the realm of Chaos. Before this irresistible tide, the minions of Chaos advanced, and as the shadow moved south, so the forces of Chaos grew. Monsters from the northern wastes were joined by bands of Chaos warriors from the borders of the Troll Country. In the deep forests of the Empire, beastmen assembled and readied themselves for war. Between the Middle Mountains and the High Pass to the north of Prague, there emerged an unholy horde, ready to do the bidding of the Chaos Gods. As autumn came, the lands of the Empire fell into anarchy. Many thousands died of hunger. Thousands more sought refuge in the crowded cities. Farms, villages, and small towns were abandoned to marauding bands of beastmen, chaos warriors, and common bandits. Even in the prosperous Reichland region around Nuln and Aldorf, things were not well. Beastmen roamed the Reichwald forest, and many ships were attacked and burned as they travelled along the River Reich. In the streets of the cities, fanatics and prophets of doom preached their strange brand of redemption. Many desperate citizens listened, and, believing the world to be an end, joined the bands of flagellants and world-weary apocalypse. Witchcraft and the foul gods of Chaos were blamed for the sorry state of affairs. As a result, many innocents were burned at the stake or drowned, but doubtless many secret worshippers and other agents of Chaos were rooted out and slain by the zealots. The Chaos Horde continued to gather from the lands around the Troll Country. It was to be the largest army ever to have marched to war in the Old World. Some numbered it 100,000 strong, whilst others put the figure 2 or 3 times higher. In Kislev, the most northerly of the human realms, the Tsar sent southwards for help, foreseeing the moment when the horde would move upon him. The message reached Wolfenburg, where the Count of Ostland still held out. though the lands around had long since been ravaged by beastmen. The Count held the gods of chaos amongst his most bitter foes, and he responded immediately. Inside a week, he led his army northwards to join that of the Tsar. Meanwhile, the Empire continued to devolve into anarchy. Chaos sorcerers emerged from hiding and led bands of deluded followers in an attempt to take over local government. Some men, those driven to the edge of madness by starvation and bloodshed, openly recognized the might of chaos and swore allegiance to the dark gods. Witch hunters and preachers rallied the people against the followers of chaos, and there was open warfare in the streets. In Nong, the preacher Magnus drew a great following, and with his mixture of zeal and common sense, the city was finally purged of the worshippers of the dark gods. As winter settled in the Northlands, the army of chaos began its long march south. The Count of Ostland and the entire Kislevite army moved northwards to meet them. The two gigantic forces clashed somewhere between the Kislevite towns of Myrmograd and Shazek. Few survived the battle to report the defeat to Ostland and Kislev. The Chaos Horde laid waste to the northern part of the Tsar's territory before moving southwards along the foothills of the World's Edge Mountains. The massive army crossed the frozen Linsk in the spring. The very last of the Kislevite regular troops were caught from front and rear and destroyed as they defended the bridges. Beyond the Linsk lay the heartlands of Kislev and the great city of Prague. In Prague, the people prepared for attack. Thousands flooded into the city from the surrounding countryside, bringing with them what livestock they could salvage. It was not enough, for soon the brave citizens were starving, and in their weakened condition, many succumbed to the heinous visitations of Nurgle. The brave Kislevites planted what crops they could within the city walls. Outside the city's defences, the Chaos Horde made camp. From here, the attackers launched occasional forays, but made no attempt to seize the city until the pestilence had done its work. The people of Prague survived attack after attack, hoping beyond hope that a relieving force would be sent. Rumour of a heroic new leader from the south reached the defenders, a man called Magnus, who was bringing an army north to their salvation. Indeed, the flock of Magnus of Nong grew ever stronger. He gathered an army of all kinds of men, of loyal devotees of Sigma, weird, mad-eyed zealots, ordinary citizens who hated chaos, and professional soldiers from the armies of the provinces. Recognizing in Magnus a leader they could all follow, the Elector Counts of the Empire pledged their support and led their troops to join them. Soon a vast army marched north, but their progress was slow, and with every passing day, the people of Prague grew weaker and hope faded in their hearts. Eventually, after a bitter battle within the streets of the city, Prague fell in the summer of 2302. The power of chaos swept over the land. Magnus was too late. An advance force of cavalry lay but a day's march from the city, but it was all to no avail. Chaos had triumphed. With the fall of Prague, a great black wind blew from the realm of chaos. Out of the chaos gateway it roared, over to the troll country and in to northern Kislev. Through the streets of Prague it howled and screamed. Where the wind blew, the realm of chaos followed, absorbing the lands of men. The streets of Prague bowed under its blast. Men and stone twisted and became as one. Living things melted and reformed within the very fabric of the city. Souls in imprisoned torment cried out from the twisted stones of the city. Distorted faces peered from the walls. Agonized limbs writhed from the pavements. Pillars groaned with voices that had once belonged to living flesh. Prague had become a nightmare incarnate, a taste of what lay ahead for the old world under the rule of the Chaos Gods. A few managed to escape the ruin of Prague, slipping through the siege lines as the Chaos armies mounted their final assault. They brought the news of Prague's fall to Kislev, where the Tsar was hastily training his new army. When Magnus of Nuln heard of the defeat, it was said he wept tears of blood and swore before Sigmar to avenge the horrors done that day. After the fall of Prague, the Chaos Horde moved southwards, passing Magnus's advance force without realizing they had done so. These cavalry soon reached the stricken city of Prague, where the warriors, many of them Kislevites themselves, witnessed the horror that had overtaken its people. They did not stay, but moved quickly south in pursuit of the Chaos Horde. They soon encountered and destroyed the rear guard of the Chaos Army, stragglers and slackers for the most part, beastmen who had squabbled with their rivals and had been left behind. The human warriors fell upon the evil force with ferocity spawned of outrage. It was a minor victory, but a victory nonetheless. Meanwhile, the main body of the Chaos Horde continued its advance towards Kislev, knowing nothing of the human army that was now behind it. At the same time as Magnus's cavalry headed for Prague, the main Empire army and Magnus himself made for Kislev. Though this force still hoped to reach Prague, it sorely needed provisions in order to continue. Magnus hoped to acquire these together with fresh troops before moving northwards. As it happened, he arrived at Kislev just in time to see the Chaos Horde surround the city. The army arrayed around the walls of Kislev, its black banners fluttering from the hills around. The standards of all four Chaos Gods could be seen where their champions were encamped. Chaos warriors and knights stood in serried ranks, waiting to advance. Sorcerers stood behind them, or rode amongst the troops upon beasts of indescribably foul appearance. Beastmen massed noisily around the banners of their own lords, braying and bellowing in their excitement. Above the reeking crowd towered massive things with broad, ugly heads, but whether these were mortal creatures or demons, it was impossible to say. The battle was ever afterwards called the Battle at the Gates of Kislev. Within the city, the Tsar ordered the defences and took command of his new army. Hastily trained and ill-equipped, yet with courage born of desperation, the Kislevites prepared to meet the Chaos assault. With them were many dwarfs from the great seat of Everpeak, the dwarf city of Karaz-Akarak. Despite continuous unrest in the dwarfs' own mountain realm, a contingent of dwarfs had come to the Tsar's aid. These doughty warriors were to bear the brunt of the fighting during the initial assault, and without doubt, it was their stolid determination which saved the city from ruin. In the first Chaos attack, the Dark Gods committed the Beastmen. Following a furious assault, the foul creatures drove the Kislevites from their hastily constructed outer defences. The Kislevites withdrew behind the city walls. The last to reach the safety of the city were the dwarfs, whose valiant rearguard action had held the Beastmen at bay. As the Chaos Lords prepared to lead the second assault upon the city, Magnus's army reached the outskirts of the Chaos encampment. The Empire troops immediately set about the few Chaos followers there, and the main Chaos force quickly learned of this new threat to its rear. With great haste, the Chaos army divided into two, one part of the Horde continuing to assault the city, whilst the other turned to attack Magnus. Magnus's blow fell like a righteous hammer. Before the Chaos army could properly regroup, he attacked, routing a large contingent of beastmen who had only just retired from the front. The creatures despaired when they saw the human army and put up little resistance before they turned and fled. Magnus's army pushed deep into the Chaos army. Thousands of Chaos troops were slaughtered, and the Chaos Force could do nothing to halt the pace of Magnus's furious advance. But the forces of Chaos were still great. Though Magnus had driven off many thousands of troops, many more thousand remained. Caught off guard by the sudden attack from its rear, the Chaos Army took time to redeploy, but eventually, its greater numbers began to tell. The advance of the Empire Army was halted, and Magnus found himself surrounded. The Empire Army fell back into a defensive circle. All this was observed from the city walls. At first, the Kislevites sent up a great cheer as they saw the Chaos troops fleeing in all directions. Later, the cheering turned to silence as the Empire army seemed to stumble. Fearing their saviors would be destroyed before their eyes, the dwarfs attempted to break out and help Magnus. 300 dwarfs sped from the south gate and hurled themselves upon their tormentors. But the Chaos troops surrounding Kislev were too many and too well led, and the dwarfs were beaten back with heavy losses. Of the gallant 300 who left Kislev, barely half returned. With the threat from Magnus contained, the Chaos forces turned their attention towards Kislev once more. As the Chaos forces massed, it became apparent to the defenders that the next assault was intended to carry the city. The best Chaos troops were arrayed against them. Demons, warriors of Chaos, sorcerers upon huge warriors, and dragon ogres. Huge and powerful creatures woken by the storm of Chaos. The Kislevites and dwarfs prepared for the final assault with little hope, but great courage. It was as the Chaos army prepared to attack that the fortunes of the Allies took a sudden and dramatic turn. Magnus's advance force of cavalry, the same from which he reached Prague too late to save the city, arrived upon the northern flank of the Chaos Army. The cavalry were mainly drawn from the Empire, but there were also many native Kislevites, and the memory of what they had seen in Prague was still fresh in their mind. With tremendous ferocity, the cavalry plunged into the Chaos army, which began to crumble before their implacable anger. Magnus and his main army had drawn up into a low hill, where it endured the constant attack of beastmen and Chaos warriors. From his position, he saw the sudden confusion in the rear ranks of the Chaos Horde and realized that his own cavalry had returned from the north. The Chaos troops heard the confusion behind them and began to waver. Summoning the last of his strength, Magnus spurred his troops to the attack. Meanwhile, in the city, the defenders witnessed a cavalry attack upon the assembled hordes of Chaos and saw the dark forces begin to turn. The city gates were flung open, and the Kislevites rushed out and attacked their besiegers. The dwarves saw a great oath of vengeance and launched themselves upon the Chaos army, hewing with their great axes as they yelled their Khazalid battle cries. Caught from three sides, the Chaos Horde fell into confusion. Beastmen milled about, running hither and thither, and were impossible to draw into order. Chaos warriors fought on regardless, but their numbers were too few to fight on all fronts. Slowly, the Chaos army disintegrated. Warbands fled before the fury of the human army, and many were caught and destroyed as they did so. By the day's end, the Chaos Horde was broken and scattered. Many thousands lay dead. Following the battle at the gates of Kislev, the power of Chaos ebbed away. The demons melted back into the realm of Chaos, and darkness withdrew from the land once more. The city of Prague was leveled and rebuilt, though, ever afterwards, it has remained a haunted city, where the dead sleep uneasily. Magnus the Pious, as he was known from then on, became emperor and united the empire again. The forests were cleared of beastmen, and the last of Ostland and Ostermark was freed from their grip. The forces of Chaos were confined to the Troll Country and beyond. The Great War of Chaos was at an end. The alliance of the Chaos Gods ended too. Their rivalries drove them apart once more. Perhaps the Dark Gods were content to test the defenses of mankind, for their true plans are hard to fathom. For 200 years since that time, the forces of Chaos have been gathering strength in the wasteland. Within the Empire, the followers of Chaos have begun again their secret work of infiltration and destruction. Everywhere, Chaos prepares for the next attempt to wrest control of the old world from its mortal lords.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Just a little bit of nostalgia for the good old days of fantasy. Although I guess Total War's keeping the dream alive. Please consider giving this video a like and subscribing if you're not subscribed. Also, if you'd like to help the channel out, please consider using the links below, like this noble gathering of heroes have on the screen right now. And thank you all to you guys. Really appreciate your support. And more videos will be coming out soon. Thanks for watching. See you later. Cheers.